You are listening to the What a Word podcast, an interview style podcast where guests bring their unique experiences and insight on culture, life's challenges, and faith. Each episode is seasoned with words which will inspire and encourage. Now here is your host, Ryan Sharp.
Thank you for joining me on the podcast. There are hundreds of YouTube channels and hundreds, if not millions of podcasts. And I'm always honored that people with all the other options would log in or sign on to mine and subscribe or like or share. It's indeed a privilege. And I consider it a privilege also to share stories that will inspire. And today, my guest has an incredible story. Her name is Janelle Shines. She's a software developer, a mother, and she shared her journey. And I am honored that she will join us to just tell us a little bit more about her story. Incredible, and I believe you'll be inspired. Please do me a favor. If you like what you've heard, please share it with someone. And as always, your feedback means the world to me. I want you to join me in welcoming Janelle Shines to the What a Word podcast. Welcome, Janelle.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
You're most welcome. And I want to welcome your daughter as well.
Thank you. She came right in the perfect moment, huh?
Yeah, for sure. So as I told listeners, you have an incredible story. You shared with us that you reached a point in your career journey where you decided that you wanted something different. Could you just, for listeners' sake, lead them up to that moment that I spoke about earlier where you decided you needed something different?
Sure. So I mentioned before that I was in the hospitality industry for over 10 years at this point, or up to the point of 2019. I had worked in country clubs as a server. I've worked in a bunch of different restaurants, but I found myself in Atlanta, Georgia, working at a country club. And I had been here or been there for about 5 years before I had my daughter. And once I had her in 2018, things got a little difficult. It was really tough finding childcare that was affordable, reliable, and, you know, trustworthy, so that I could continuously go to work and make sure that I had the money to pay for childcare, which is also crazy expensive. So I was running into a bunch of issues. I was missing a lot of work and I ended up losing that job. So I really had to start from scratch. It was kind of a low point for me as far as I had to give up everything that I had in Atlanta and go back to Montgomery, Alabama with my mom for a few months. And that's tough because, you know, a mom is a mom. And I was like, all right, I need my own space again. So I was there and she definitely did a lot to help me succeed while I was there. And I love her so much for that. I'm so grateful for her. I started working again. I was serving food, but I also had made the decision that I want to get back on my feet and be in a position where I don't have to go back to my mom's house if something goes wrong. And I wanted more stability and more security. And my boyfriend had actually gotten me interested in software development. So I started trying to teach myself and I found that it was a lot of information. It was a lot of free resources out there, but it's really hard to put it all together to kind of make the plan for your individual path. And with me, I found that I needed more structure. So once I was able to get a job, get back here to Atlanta and get a new apartment, get really settled in, I got the opportunity from BVA to pick a boot camp or a school or some type of program. And I said, now's my chance. I'm going to learn how to develop software and I'm going to learn computer programming and I'm going to figure this out. And that's what I'm going to do. So I knew that it was going to be a lot more secure, a lot more stable. I was going to have a lot more flexibility with my schedule and with my family and figuring things out like that. And I started at Digital Crafts Bootcamp in July of 2020. I graduated in October of 2020. I'm sorry, not 2020, 2021. And I got offered a job as a software developer. I think it was December after that. And I was probably the most proud of myself that I'd ever been because I couldn't imagine that I would have gotten a position like this. It just seemed so impossible before. And now that I'm doing it, I'm always trying to remind myself that I belong here. I deserve to be here and I did the work. So I have to fight imposter syndrome a little bit, but I'm really still just on cloud nine and very excited to have the position that I have right now.
Awesome story. I must let you know how inspired I was by your post. Your post had a picture of you with your daughter in hand, the laptop open. It seemed almost as if you were looking out into the unknown, but deciding in that moment that there was no looking back. And that's why that story inspired me so much. Could you amplify for us the vulnerability you were experiencing in that moment? Because you described childcare and with a job, as you would admit, is predictable, serving. Mm-hmm. But you had decided in that moment that the vulnerabilities of just losing it in a moment and losing everything is not something you wanted for yourself or for your daughter. Tell us about that feeling and how much that feeling moved you into the unknown.
Absolutely. I've definitely been in a position before where I could fail, I could mess up, I could lose things and, you know, figure things out again and bounce back. But this time was different because I wasn't just living for myself. I have another little human here and I want to make sure that she's not put in the positions that, you know, somebody making mistakes can put themselves in. And I said, I don't want this to happen to us ever again. So I have to do something different. You know, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. So I said, I have to do something different. And it's looking like the future is headed towards technology. So I have to jump on that train and I got to figure it out. And I'm going to do something different for the sake of myself and my daughter. And as scary as that was, it didn't even occur to me to not do it because I'm like, this already is a low point. I don't have anything else to lose. My option is do something different, do something better, and make sure that this doesn't happen again. So that's the choice that I made. But I don't remember being on the fence about it or wanting to go back to serving. I always knew that I wanted something different and bigger and better. And I'm glad that I stuck with my guns and went on and did that for myself.
And I'm so proud of your accomplishments. I want to ask you to, and we discussed this offline as well, a lot of people find the tech world daunting and scary almost. Were any of your fears, let me ask it this way, did you have any fears and were any of those fears confirmed once you started doing the coursework?
I did have fears. I would say my biggest fear was that with my daughter, I wouldn't be able to do it. She is very affectionate. She wants her mom when she wants her mom. So I was concerned that there's no way I'm going to be able to focus. There's no way I'm going to be able to actually be successful because I just have too much going on. But then I remembered, you know, my mom did it with two kids and she stayed focused and she was able to accomplish whatever she wanted to accomplish. So I kind of drew inspiration from that and said, I just got to work it out. I got to figure something out. People do it all the time and it's going to be a little tough right now, but you know, I'm working to get to a place where I'm not going to have to worry about the same things. So yeah, I was afraid that I wasn't going to be able to as a mom, especially with a young daughter.
Powerful, powerful. And so you've highlighted for us as well the resources that are available, but you've also said that you needed structure. Could you talk to us about the difference between doing what's available and having the structure that meets your needs or helps you to stay on track for those who are also interested in becoming techies or getting into the software development field? The importance of structure.
Yeah, for me, I have a mind that races a lot. I think about a million things at a time. I'm always trying to stay on top of a bunch of things at once. And that can be really overwhelming if you don't have structure. So for somebody like me, I needed a schedule that I could, you know, I could rely on that schedule being the same day to day, week to week, at least for the next few months, so that I could move things around in my life and make it fit that schedule. When there's a lot of randomness and chaos, I get kind of lost and I don't succeed very well with that often. Even when I was a server, even serving food, if I'm serving, I have a very clear understanding of my tables, what's going on at each table, where they are in their meal, things like that. And I think that serves me well when it comes to how I learn as well. So I found that when I was teaching myself, when I was using all of these free resources, I was getting a little bit of information, but I wasn't able to put together a big picture. I wasn't able to put together a very solid idea of what I was actually doing. I could regurgitate some terms, but I don't think that I was retaining the knowledge in the same way that I did when I started at a boot camp. And I know a lot of people learn a lot of different ways. And for some people, those free resources is all they'll need. And that's awesome. I wish I could have done that too, but I, you know, tried one way first and then found out that I learned differently than those people. And that structure definitely helped me out. So I'm really glad that I was able to get into a boot camp that gave me that structure and a plan and an idea of what to expect moving forward and what I was working towards.
Awesome. So there are some important themes there, because it sounds like you're saying the structure of the boot camp also kept you accountable and gave you some landmarks. You could measure what you're in fact processing and learning and seeing maybe where you needed to improve on all as well.
Right.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Now, you mentioned the imposter syndrome. Amplify that for me.
So for sure, you are going to have to be a lifelong learner as a developer, because technology changes every single day. There's always something new. There's something more exciting. There's something more interesting. There's new shiny software that you can go learn. So it's important to stay on top of things, but you know, as a regular human with regular life, regular family going on, things happen and I feel behind sometimes. And then I'll come back and just feel like I have no idea what I'm looking at. What is this? Why do I not know this? And I feel like I should know this. So it can get to me sometimes and I'll feel like, what am I even doing here? But I always have to remind myself that I got this job because I worked hard to get this job. I'm still in this position because I deserve to be. And I just need to make sure that I hold myself accountable and continue learning as much as possible. If the more I learn, the better I'll be at this job. And I feel like that mindset has gotten me through those times where I felt like I wasn't supposed to be here. And it pushed me forward and challenged me to make sure that, you know, I stayed on top of my my studies, because every single day I'm studying something. I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to pass the next certification.
Awesome, awesome. Now, for those who aren't familiar with software development, could you tell us what a software developer does?
So those terms are really kind of interchangeable, computer programmer, software developer, things like that. A software developer does a bunch of different things, honestly. There's a bunch of different ways that you can have this title. For the position that I'm in right now, I am actually learning how to use ServiceNow or how to develop ServiceNow applications for different clients and things like that, which I had never been exposed to until I got this job. But it's so much that you can do as a software developer. If you have that basic knowledge, if you know HTML, CSS, you learn JavaScript, you learn Java, C, C Sharp, you find these languages and you learn them, it opens the door for you to do so much more. So it's really a wide term, software developer. It casts a big net over all of the different things that you could do. Even my godbrother, he's also a software developer, but his title is technically an implementation specialist. And he helps integrate technologies for different businesses and clients of his own. And it's amazing how many different things you can do within that umbrella.
And listeners should know, and you've mentioned it to me before recording, and you've touched on it a bit as well, that you were in the Air Force. And so it says something to me about your ability to keep your options open. When you were in the Air Force, did you have an idea of where you wanted to go career-wise?
I had no idea what I was doing. I don't even know how I ended up in the Air Force. I was still very young. I joined when I was 19. I had done, I think, a year of college at that point. And I just didn't know where I was going or what I was, you know, pursuing in life. And once I was, you know, what's the word? Someone advised me to look into the military and see if maybe that was a good career path for me. And I gave it a try. I did 5.5 years of service in the military, and I met a lot of amazing people. I did get to see some different places, and it was fun at times, but I don't think it was a good fit for me. And even after I got out, I didn't know what I wanted to do then either. So I was still kind of just figuring out who I was and what I wanted out of life during that time frame.
So here's what I also like about what you've just said. Someone listening or viewing needs to know that it's okay not to know what you want to do at points in your life. I think our society, the culture, has a way of giving people landmarks. You should know what you want to do when you leave high school. You should know what you want to do when you're in college. But you've just indicated that even in your own journey, there were points where you didn't know where you were going to turn. You were still kind of figuring things out. And that is okay.
Right. Exactly.
Powerful, powerful. A lot there, Janelle. Again, so proud of your journey. Someone listening like you is in a place now where they're not familiar with next steps and they're looking at the tech world. You've highlighted some important things. The boot camp keeps you structured, keeps you accountable. There are a lot of free resources out there. In terms of options, there are things people can make use of. There are some things out there that are beneficial. For our purposes, I would ask you to share what courses you took, what you found helpful, whether you would recommend those to someone else.
Yeah, absolutely. So I graduated from the Digital Crafts full-time full stack web development bootcamp. I absolutely recommend Digital Crafts. I had great instructor and he had great teachers assistants and they were awesome. I was able to reach out to all of them at whatever point I was feeling confused or lost, and it was never any judgment. It was always, okay, let's take some time and, you know, work with Janelle on getting this figured out so that she has a good understanding. So I'm very appreciative of that. They were extremely focused on careers after we got out of the boot camp, which I also appreciate. I don't think that I would have gotten any interviews had it not been for them helping me develop my LinkedIn profile, my resume, my portfolio, my projects, and have everything put together so that it's cohesive, neat, clean, functional, and conveys all the information that we needed to convey to potential employers. And that absolutely got my foot in the door with interviews. But of course, aside from all of that, they gave me the basic foundational knowledge that I needed to be able to be successful and to build on as a developer. So I absolutely recommend Digital Crafts as a bootcamp if you're looking for that route. Now, there's a bunch of free resources that I did use. But my favorite, it wasn't free. It was a Udemy course, but it was only $10 when I bought it. And it was, I think Colt Steele is his name. And he has a full stack web development bootcamp on Udemy. And by far, I learned the most with that resource for sure before I got into the bootcamp. It gives you a lot of very clear, nicely structured information that he can walk you through it in a really easy way to help you gradually understand what's going on, not too technical when he's talking about specific things. So he breaks it down in a way that I could understand. And I really appreciated that. But there's like free code camp, there's different apps that are available. Grasshopper is one that I used that teaches you JavaScript little by little, day by day, with little exercises and things like that. Yeah, there's a ton of different things that I found, and I wish I had a list of right now that I could run down with you, but those are the most beneficial ones that I can think of off the top of my head.
And you were doing it remotely.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Yes.
What were what was the demographic of individuals who are taking the course? What are you seeing in terms of what was the makeup of individuals? Yeah.
Sure. So I found it was a lot more women, which was really exciting to see a lot of women in tech in my cohort. A lot of different people of color, which I also love to see. Some of my closest friends in the tech industry came from that bootcamp. We still talk all the time. Actually, three of them got hired at the same company that I got hired at. So we're all extremely ecstatic about that. That made things a whole lot easier as far as how we dealt with training. We knew how each other worked and we worked well together. So we set up training meetings outside of training meetings. And I found that to be really beneficial. So definitely I would advise everyone to take advantage of your network. The people that you meet in these boot camps, talk to them and get their information and stay in touch with them, because you never know what opportunities could come from that. And not even just opportunities, but relationships and friendships.
Wow, powerful. So a three-month course with the regret you were just dealing with, this three-month course changed your trajectory?
Absolutely. Wow. Absolutely.
Now, did you have it all mapped out before you made the move, like in terms of how you were going to navigate childcare? Did you have it all mapped out, or was there a lot you had to figure out while doing the course?
I was lucky enough to find this woman, and she was a nanny, and we ended up having a bunch of different conversations with her. My daughter loved her. She loved my daughter. She was in our lives for the last 2 years, and I was lucky enough to have my daughter go to her every day, and I was able to have the house free, and I was able to focus as much as possible. And what's funny is that now I took her out of daycare because I'm like, I'm at home more than anything, and I want to be able to take advantage of that time to spend with her. So she's here while I'm working most times now. So childcare isn't even that big of an issue as it was when, you know, it was the catalyst for me losing a job and finding a whole new career. So it's crazy how things work out sometimes. But I do think that because I'm working this job now, I'm able to spend more time with my daughter. And I greatly appreciate that. I didn't have that planned out. I think my plan was always to keep her in daycare. But now that I'm having her home, I am really enjoying having her here and the ability to still get things done and still spend that quality time with her. It's absolutely the perfect situation.
Awesome. And almost finally, you mentioned the imposter syndrome. There are a lot of Black and brown kids who are looking on and they're like, you know, Janelle looks like me. I want to get into the tech world. For parents and for those who are interested, how early can we start fostering that interest in Black and brown children?
That I believe you can actually start pretty soon. I have seen these different code camps for kids and different online activities that they can do. I think there's even subscription services that send you in engineering tools and things, little kits that you can do with your kids. So I'm actually really interested in getting started with that with my daughter as soon as she's a little bit older and can understand, you know, those concepts. But I'm gonna look into those resources myself because I don't see anything but benefits coming from starting them early and letting them see that this is accessible. This is for you just as much as it is for anybody else. And you can learn these things the same way anyone else can and become one of these people if that's what you want out of life.
Wow. And Janelle, you know, people hear me all the time and I'm giving, you know, encouraging words, but there is a person who is in that place where they've had enough of their current circumstance and something within them is saying, you know, this is it. You got to do something. Say something to that person who is in that valley of decision.
You can do it. You can do whatever you put your mind to. And I know it may seem like you can't. It may seem like the excuses that you have they're valid and they may be valid, but you can work through a lot of that. There's somebody that you can reach out to. There's some place that you can go. There's some resource that you can find and you can start taking those steps, be they big or be they small. And I believe in you. All you have to do is believe in yourself.
Powerful, powerful. Janelle Shines, as I indicated, is a software developer, a mother, and pivoted at a point where she decided there is something better. We're so proud of you, so proud of your accomplishments. And listen, I know the journey is just beginning because I'm sure with the tech world being this open door, you're looking at a lot of different things. I'd be honored to have you back to hear more about your journey in the future. Thank you so much for joining me as a guest on the Waterword Podcast.
Absolutely. My pleasure. Thank you so much.
You're most welcome.